bringing our community together. Patrick Lally on 94.4 FM.
Today in the studio, we do have with us Mr. Paul Newby and Mr. Nathan Head as well. How are you doing, guys?
I'm fine, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad at all. Paul, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well, mate.
You look very nervous. What's up?
No, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah, you're looking very summery today.
Thank you very much, sweetheart. Stop it, I'm going to start blushing. we've got Paul and Nathan later on the show. They're going to be telling us about Mark McCready and the Archangel Murders. Yes?
Yes.
They are, yes.
Very exciting.
Exciting things coming up about that film, and I'm going to tell you the history of it as well.
Fantastic. Look forward to it. So, yeah, don't forget, they're going to be coming up later in the show telling us about that. We've got lots more gossip as well besides, and we're going to have lots more music as well. Paul, can you do me a favour? No Marvel fans in the studio. Oh,
Paul, how could you?
Checking your tweets. That's so unprofessional.
Oh, I didn't see.
It's all right. Look at that face. You made me feel so bad.
No food as well. You've snuck a burger in with you.
He's got what? A burger? Burger and chips. Crikey. Just a quick one. You know, obviously, because the topic of conversation today is going to be, some of my it's going to be the film. Mm. So, what about actors? Do you know about Nicolas Cage? He eats animals that he believes have dignified intercourse.
You're kidding me.
How could he know without monitoring them?
Exactly. Now, apparently he says he scoffs fish and birds because he likes the way they mate, but pigs' mucky rumps apparently put him off pork. And he once owned a snake with two heads. Did you believe that? Can you believe that, even?
I've seen snakes with two heads on the net, so I can believe they exist. I didn't know he had one.
Can you imagine being his caterer on set?
That would be quite demanding, I know. And apparently also, he is, as well, when he was on set for something, he ate a cockroach. Well, obviously on set for a film role. Presumably because it had a copulated cleanly beforehand. But how strange is that?
I could never eat a cockroach. Weird. I don't know, I've swallowed flies by mistake, but not on purpose.
I was going to say something else then, but anyway, quickly moving on.
I'm being told off.
You're being what, sorry?
I'm being told off on Twitter.
You've been told off?
Yeah, about my phone.
Really? Oh, people are... Oh, okay.
I put it on silent, everyone.
Okay, well, that's good. So what do you think of the blues, anyway? A bit of muddy waters for
you. Yeah, it took me back. Took me back to when I was in my squat days.
Oh, yeah?
When I was shut out.
How long ago
house.
Was that?
Well, I was about 17.
You were 17 or it was 17 years ago?
No, I was 17. I was shut out and I went... And all my mates used to play, you know...
Oh, you were 17. Yeah, so you're talking... When was this? What, 1915?
Yeah, it wasn't too long
1920,
ago.
Maybe?
All right, steady on, Pat.
I'm joking. Just quickly, do you guys keep up with the X Factor at all? I know we're going quite off subject here.
I know.
Apparently, you know, Natalie Imbruglia, she's one of the standing judges. Now, apparently, she was obviously on the panel, and some contestants have turned around and started giving her some abuse, like shouting, you know, who the hell are you, and stuff like that. And apparently, the audience was shouting, One Hit Wonder.
Natalie's had more than one hit. And I can only think of Torn, but I'm sure she's had more than that.
I know, but I'm thinking... I think she's been a little bit more successful than Danny Minogue.
No, that's not fair. I'm a big Danny defender. Danny's been entertaining since she was five.
I understand that, but... Surely she's had a bigger music career than Danny Minogue, or am I wrong on that one?
No, she's probably had more chart hits, but
that's what I'm thinking, you know?
Yeah, she's been in the charts,
a little bit
so,
more
So, yeah, success. She can talk from professional experience, even if people think she's untalented or...
She's good live, isn't she?
She's very good live.
But, I think she's getting so much stick from the contestants and the audience on The X Factor, which I think is a little bit...
Because she's had a success, that's what it is.
It's a little bit unfair, to be honest.
It's our way to bash him down anyway, isn't it?
I'm going to do a Google search in a minute now, because I actually can't think of another track. I sound really bad now, but I've kind of put my foot in it because I can't think of another track other than Torn.
She will do. It's just that's the only one that charted, so that's the only one people remember, I'm sure.
Was the one called Smoke?
No.
Ripped.
All things you can do.
I don't know who you're listening to. Crikey.
No, I don't. No. I did see her live, though, and she was very good, so I don't know.
Oh, wicked. Where did you see her?
Well, it was on TV.
God.
How do you know she was live?
Well, no, you could tell.
Yeah, you could tell.
But why are they actually slating her?
Because she's not famous anymore.
I don't know, yeah. Maybe. I think, yeah, maybe because she's not as big as Cheryl Cole, maybe. Or should I say Cheryl Tweeder?
You can do. She's divorced now, isn't she?
She's a lot better than...
I think
Cheryl
most people are a lot better than Cheryl Cole, but that's my personal opinion. I'm not going to say too much about her.
Before we start getting the claws out, guys, we're going to swiftly move on. This is a guy who can perform live. It's Sting.
Bringing our community together. The sound of the city.
94.4 Salford City Radio.
Welcome back. This is Salford City Radio 94.4 on your FM dial. Actually, just a quick one. Speaking of, obviously, playwrights and actors and things like that, do you guys know the playwright, Alan Bennett?
Yeah, very well.
Hang on. Sorry, guys.
Yes.
He got pickpocketed. I don't know where he was going to the bank or whether he was going somewhere or whatever, but he got pickpocketed for £1,500.
Why do you have that much in his wallet?
Don't ask.
How did he even fit that in his wallet? I have trouble
That's a big-ass wallet, man. That's quite big.
That's awful. Isn't it? You know, but it's a bit silly, isn't it?
Was he insured?
Doesn't say. I know he's upset and he's £1,500 down.
Well, he's silly for carrying that much around with him. I'd never carry that much. And it's not our choice either, though. But
I know. Terrible. Anyway, obviously, you guys have got more money than sense. So, swiftly moving on. Yeah. So, this Mark McCready in the Archangel Murders. Yep. OK, so we've got the release here. So, over the past 12 months, the film was screened across the UK and US film festivals. Winning the award for most original film at the prestigious Horror UK Film Festival and receiving both audience and critical acclaim. Gorezone, the world's biggest selling horror magazine, hailed the film as truly independent British film at its best and gave the film 5 stars. After 12 hugely successful months screening at audiences across the world, the film is now set to reach its biggest audience yet as it debuts online for free at the official website, which is www.archangelmurders.com, on June the 19th. With a huge amount of forever growing online interest from avid fans on Twitter and Facebook, the film is set to find a new lease of life online and become a viral sensation, showcasing Manchester talent across the web. This is amazing. This is groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start. So, Who come up with the idea? Was it you guys that come up with the idea,
no.
Or did you guys just get on board? Or
it was the guy that wrote the script, Paul Feeney, and Ryan McDermott, who's the producer. He also plays Mac. They came up with the character in a short film they did in 2003, I think, and he'd probably kill me for mentioning that because it didn't turn out that well.
Okay.
And that gave him the idea to make a bigger and better film, and that's when the Archangel Murders came. They just developed it into a script. They got everyone involved through Facebook.
Fantastic. Paul?
And they're all from Salford.
They all hail from Salford.
And, you know, they had a lot of battles along the way trying to get some arts money and, you know, stuff like that. But they persisted and they did it all themselves. And
so the rest of the cast are obviously all from Salford, because it says it was shot on the back streets of Salford in early 2009 with a budget of £5,000.
Yeah.
Raised solo by the filmmakers selling their worldly possessions on eBay after the film failed to receive industry funding. Since its humble beginnings, the film has screened across the globe from New York to Canada and most recently at the Cannes International Film Festival. That's amazing. That's, you know, really groundbreaking stuff.
It is. I mean, but I'm not from Salford, as you can tell.
You could have fooled me, though. So we've got the questions are coming through thick and fast. So this one's from Nicola Stead. Why did you decide to do an interactive VIP launch and what are we to expect on Saturday?
Well, we've got the online release on Saturday, and along with the party, which is we've got a lot of tweeters coming down to the party, and we wanted to make the party interactive when it's going on live online, because we wanted to involve creatives from around the world, and you know what, we're going to be doing things like arresting people, and we've got interactive questions going online to people and the horror community around the world.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of that happening.
Yeah, and it's all going to be videoed live, so you can watch it on the website, a live feed of the night.
And we've got Adam Brown coming.
We do.
Yes, Salford City's very own Adam Brown.
Yeah, he's coming to present it. So
fantastic.
It's going to be a really, really good night, and everyone's all getting a bit dressed up. And
so what? So is there a theme for everybody to get dressed up, or is it just come as you are? Is it?
I don't know. There's kind of a theme developed. There wasn't meant to be a theme.
So I'm kind of getting the impression, obviously, with this, you know, the gore horror thing angle. Is there a certain dress code?
No, you don't have to. I'm going to have a little bit thrown in, but that's just me.
No, we want to keep it sort of nice and smart and Satan's puppet out there, which is a tweeter, who's, you know, he's got to dress up smart.
He will do. I've seen pictures of what he's wearing.
He
looks very smart indeed.
Have you? And I've got my character in the film doesn't have a secretary in the film, but I'm having one for the party.
Oh, that's good. You need one.
Which is Zombie Natty 09 out there. And she's going to be with me arresting people live on camera. Me and my secretary.
And who's your secretary? Zombie Natty 09. Now, I'm presuming Zombie Natty 09 is not that's not a real name.
No, her real name's Natalie.
And she's a dental assistant.
Zombie Natty 09.
Very lovely.
She's a dental assistant. Okay. Yeah, she sounds lovely.
She is.
Sounds fantastic.
We met her the other week. We went to see Scream together in Manchester, didn't we? We all met up.
What? You just randomly met her on the street and said, do you
want
to come watch Scream?
No, it was arranged. It was arranged.
Ah, OK.
We didn't just randomly pick
her up. Is
this
her on here? On the old Twitter thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to put a picture there if you can see.
Let's have a look. Hang on, just getting the picture up now. Yeah, she looks like a lovely lady.
She's been really, really great support for the film, as has everybody on Twitter,
It's been amazing, the support we've got through Twitter, just in the past couple of months of going on there. That's one of the main things behind the interactive night on Saturday. Everyone's following on Twitter. Even we've got people in America, all over the world,
that
are going to be watching the live stream and watching the film online.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some press quotes here. It's joblo.com. It's referred to as the British Hellboy. Mm. That's a big shout. Truly independent British filmmaking at its best, as we said before, from Gozo magazine. A British apocalypse in independent filmmaking from Shallow Graves magazine. You know, things like, if you do not love this film, I question your horror fan credentials. Hilariously insane demon hunting. Mark McCready is the male Buffy Summers. What's that? I don't get that.
You don't watch Buffy? Well, it's cancelled now. Did you never watch Buffy?
No, I wasn't a Buffy fan.
It was set in California about a vampire slayer.
The vampire slayers, yeah, I remember
that. She was
that.
Also a demon hunter. For the series, they had to stretch it out. There was more than just vampires.
Right, okay. Piece of inspirational get-up-and-go filmmaking for BBC Radio Manchester, a Triumph Salford Star magazine. Here's my official endorsement. Get your ass in gear and make a sequel.
Ooh.
That's a big shout. I mean, that's what they're calling for sequels already.
I'm not going to ruin the film for those that haven't seen it, but the ending is just screaming for a sequel or another story to be told.
Yeah.
Which is happening at the moment. We've got an animated series coming out.
Yeah.
Which is being worked on at the moment. We finished the audio for it.
Fantastic. What was that like to do? Did you have to go into a studio and did you have to do like what they do with the big budget things like with Toy Story and, you know, you got Tom Hanks and all these guys going in. Was it similar to that or how does it work?
Well, no, we went in someone's house. We went in Ryan's house.
We've done it somebody's house.
Yeah, we had a really good mic.
With professional equipment though.
Yeah.
And then it's just a matter of getting back into character and you can't see the animation.
Well, it was easy for you. You're playing the same character in the cartoon. I'm not playing the same character in the cartoon. So I had to recreate a whole new character, which was really hard to do.
Well, I couldn't stop laughing when you were doing
it. Water in my mouth while I was talking, and it's really hard. I made a right mess.
So basically, you sat in somebody's house with a load of water in your mouth, trying to do whatever it was.
Yeah. And I think I ruined the wooden floor, but we cleaned it up.
And a guy called it's called Gavin.
Gavin Johnston. He's done an amazing job. We've seen some sneaky peeks of the cartoon. It looks fantastic. He does the series Meet the Newmans. You've got to look that up online. It's quite good.
Yeah, it's fantastic the work he's done.
Yeah.
And then after that's finished, and then we move on to the feature film.
Okay,
so is that going to be based, is it going to be, is it just going to be an extended version of that, or is it going to be new ideas in there, or what's that going to be about?
A lot of new stuff coming, and, you know, tapping into the old as well.
Yeah.
But again, involving Salford and, you know, they want to involve the community of Salford as much as possible.
The whole area is going to be like Ryan's been describing it as like a character in the film, the city, hasn't he?
Yeah.
That's another character in the film, because it's the main focus of the story.
Absolutely. What's the main focus of the story? The character in the...
The city.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right, I'm with you.
Yeah, and give
this
sort of a new look, do you know what I mean? Not just talking about kitchen sink look that we've been used to with films coming from Salford.
Uh-huh.
You know, we want to give it a sort of really good action and really work.
So does it consist of... Is it a big cast then that's involved, or...?
I think there will be.
Putting these things together, was it like a massive production or was it kind of a low key affair?
It wasn't.
It was split into two because the very, very early scenes we did was quite a big crew, wasn't it? And then we came back to do a couple of reshoots that was just a minimal crew with just a camera really for the reshoots.
Yeah.
So it was quite a big crew to start with. It's a massive cast. I think there's about 30 in total, isn't there?
Yeah,
Something like that.
But it's going to be. It's going to be even bigger, by the time it comes to the feature. So we can't wait for that. It's gonna be great.
I'm dying to read the script.
And also it's nice to involve so many people around the world sort of creatively and get their input, and that's why the film and the making of the feature is gonna be all interactive, mm-hmm. because we're gonna involve so many people's different ideas. You know, that otherwise can't make films.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can't get involved with filmmaking because of where they are.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring them in online and use the technology that's available now to send in their ideas. There's lots of things planned, so I can't say too much about it at the moment, but we've got a lot of things planned for the feature.
Fantastic. So basically, it's Mark McCready and the Archangel Murders is released free online at 2 p.m. on June the 19th. The interactive launch party begins broadcasting from 7 p.m. That's it. Yeah. It's www.archangelmurders.com. Good man. Do you want to spell that for me, please?
It's A-R-C-H-A-N-G-E-L-M-U-R-D-E-R-S.
You're struggling over there.
I am. It's one of those words that I can see written down, but it's archangelmurders.com.
It looks like archangelmurders.com.
It's because of the main demon, and it looks like he's been dubbed the archangel by the press, because it's a big white winged demon. That's where the name comes from.
Right, okay. What, from the press?
Not the real press, in the film. That's what he's been dubbed by the police in the press.
Wicked. I look forward to it, guys. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, I hope you like it. If you like anything like sort of Naked Gun and Airplane. Something, it's very happy. It's very funny.
Fantastic. I look forward to it. It was great having you in the studio anyway, and good luck with everything. I hope it's a huge success.
Thank you very much.
Sure. No problem.
Thanks to everyone in Twitterland out there.
In Twitterland. Any mentions you want to give to anybody?
We were at the Base Bar in Manchester. That's where we are. We were having the party. Okay. Zombie Natty, Mike and Ike.
Mike and Ike, you've done a fantastic interview with me recently.
It's a bit different.
Oh, and Satan's Puppet. Who can forget Satan's Puppet?
See, all these... Sorry, guys, with these names, are these...
They're Twitter usernames.
Right, okay.
Because they're all horror fans, they've all got really obscure usernames.
Right, okay. It's different, it's good. I like it.
And it's different people from around the world that are involved in horror, so it's nice to get their opinions and their input into what we're doing.
Fantastic. Anything else you want to mention, guys, before we draw that to a close?
No, just don't forget to tune in for the... It's free, film. It's going online free this Saturday. Check it out and hope you enjoy it.
And follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for that, guys, and good luck with everything. We're going to be right back after this.
Live from the Costa del Salford, this is 94.4 FM, Salford City Radio.
So, very big thank you to Paul and Newbury and Nathan Head for coming down to visit us here at the Salford City Radio Studio. So don't forget, this Saturday it's going live. Mark McCready and the Archangel Murders. That's www.archangelmurders.com. Keep it locked. I'm going to be here until six, 7, 8 minutes left. If you want to give us a text, please do so. Text SER followed by your message to 60777. That was the amazing sounds of Belinda Carlisle track, something titled Circles in the Sand. Gives me flashbacks to Southern California. You know, like I've lived a long life already. Well, I did do, because I was in NAM for quite some time. If you want to give us a call, 01617932944. If you want to visit the website, please do so. It's www.salfordcityradio.org. Just one more thing that I need to clear up. If anyone watches I'm not going to go on about the World Cup too much, because I'm sure every Tom, Dick and Harry's just have already covered it anyway. Maybe a little too much. And the horns and all that thing, which I'm not really asked about. But you've got the show that's on after the football match. You've got James Corden's show. And he's starting this campaign, this Grow Your Beard campaign, and this whole thing, and he's apparently taken off. But I'd actually like to see him grow his beard. That's what I think.
Why?
We've still got Paul and Nathan in the studio. Why? No, because I don't know. For one reason, I don't find him funny whatsoever.
No, no one does.
He's really, really not funny. What he should do is maybe start eating a bit of fruit and a bit of healthy food, I think. Instead of doing this whole massive campaign, this has just gone from a track to me going on one. But, he's going around and on about this, it's to grow your beard until the end of England. But no, it's just something, it's like grow your beard for England while they're in the World Cup,
Did you see the thing you just done with Patrick Stewart?
Yes, I saw that.
Which?
You had a row with Patrick Stewart at some Glamour Awards ceremony.
No, was it? I heard it was...
Oh, it was rude.
Embarrassing.
Really?
Because it was live and they were just making digs at each other while trying to carry on. It was embarrassing to watch. But I don't know
Was it staged or...?
I don't know. I thought it might have been at first, but I don't think now.
Okay.
But I don't know. Why would you get James Corden to present a Glamour Awards anyway? He's not really the face of glamour, is he?
It's the flavour of the moment, isn't it? And it's gone to his head a bit, and, it's going to backfire on him.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, because obviously it was the Gavin and Stacey thing, which has got a big Welsh cast, and the next thing, you've got some schools now in Wales are bringing out this thing where they're teaching a language, how to learn kids how Charlotte Church speaks.
How does she speak?
Ooh, well, that half the time stumbling out of a club from what you read in the papers, allegedly.
Yeah.
But whether you believe that or not, I don't know. But it's just, I don't know, I just actually don't find the guy funny at all.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. And he's, what he's done with Patrick Stewart is not very positive.
I'm gonna have to YouTube this or something because I've not even seen it.
Yeah,
I've not even got a clue.
Well, I mean, Patrick shouldn't have let it go as far as he did. He should have just let it brush over it. But because James Corden, he's only been going for a few years. Patrick Stewart's an icon. He's been going for years. He's a really well-respected
actor. We've missed
the
cue for the track now, so we'll actually, you know, we'll just use it as a music bed. Sorry, guys, go on. Because we've got 40 seconds to go, so.
Just saying now, Patrick Stewart, how respected he is. He's been going for years and years. I mean, it's not just Star Trek. I mean, he's been doing Shakespeare. He's such a well-respected actor.
Did he just do, was there anything thinking he just did Waiting for Godot with Ian McKellen?
Yeah, I think he did.
Was it the old Vic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, James Corden was there as a presenter, and he should have done a presenting job. And, you know, and he should have stuck to that, and he didn't. Yeah. He went totally unprofessional and was just blatantly rude. I mean, it doesn't matter what Patrick Stewart done, he should have pulled it back.
I know, it's just one of those things. I think instead of, we're just going to cut it now in a sec, but instead of, you know, going on about that, he should just lose a bit of weight.
This is 94.4 FM.
Salford City Radio, bringing our community together. The sound of the city.
94.4